Yes, I quote Joel several times in the book, even in this early manuscript, because what's remarkable is, I think actually what's happened is there are the extreme versions of health and wealth gospel, which I think many people can see through. They just don't resonate. If you read scripture, you just go, come on, you just can't fit with that. But I think the more dangerous thing is the Joel Osteen type of thing, which is toned down. It's much more not all about me and all about me being a millionaire, but still it has that definite, if you're a follower of Christ, you're going to always get the best parking space, which is one of his examples, praying for a parking space. And then you start thinking, okay, well, this is interesting because God is giving Joel this primo parking space. And then you think, okay, so an elderly woman's got to walk now. God is infinite, but there are a finite number of parking spaces. But essentially, you don't need a disabled thing if you're Joel Osteen, because God always gives you the one that at least is right next to the disabled. And of course, the irony is in his theology, if you're really walking with God, you wouldn't be disabled. God would heal you. And this is the crazy thing. You know, so many people who are losing their faith because their faith has been in the wrong thing. You have people who get sick, they're dying of cancer, their loved ones have died of cancer, and they say, I have lost my faith. And you know what? They needed to lose that faith. That faith was the wrong faith. It had the wrong object. The sad thing is, how many of them will ever come to the true faith because they think that it was the true faith that made these promises when it wasn't.